B-Pod Studios.
Got to get up. Welcome to the Main Event of the Red Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, Kiss 95.1, who is
got
it?
To get
up. Hey.
Got to get up. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
So, I made a big purchase without talking to Sterling.
Oh, I didn't realize you did this without Sterling.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This has been a problem since the beginning.
Okay. Well, I see where the problem already is, but go ahead.
So I bought a kennel, but I wanted to buy not just a normal caged crate for your dog. I wanted to buy something that matched furniture so that it could, like, flow with the look of the house. So I bought this wooden and metal looking dog crate, and it came in a big box, so we had to put it together. So while we're putting it together, immediately disastrous. The bottom panel is the sticker on the bottom panel is actually the top panel, so the instructions aren't matching up. And whoever drilled the holes in didn't drill the holes in for the screws long enough.
It's the IKEA of dog kennels.
Yeah.
It's not. You know, and he's telling me, he's like, where did you buy it? I'm like, it's from a reputable company. It's not like I bought it from, like, Japan off, you know, website that you've never heard.
Website, yeah. Right.
I'm like, I'm sorry the instructions don't match. So we're having an issue just putting this thing together. Took us like, by the way, every review on it, it's like, oh, it's great and easy to put up. Got it done within an hour. Took us like 4 hours to put this thing up. So him and I are angry, not really at each other, but the situation. He's upset that I made a big purchase without talking to him about it. Because, of course, I still expect him to pay half of it. And
wait, you guys never had the discussion about putting her in a crate or kennel while you guys were gone?
Was that the problem, or was the problem that this was not a capital purchase, but a larger purchase?
It was a larger purchase. Callie recently destroyed more of my dining room furniture.
Mm.
And so I know. And so I now have, like, totaled, like, $800 worth of damage.
Oof.
And so I'm like, you know, it's time to put her in a little bedroom,
yeah,
while we're gone for a couple hours. And so he knew about that. It's just we never talked about the actual thing to buy. He just, I think, wanted a pop-up metal crate to put her in.
And the thing that you bought is like a...
It's a wooden square box.
But it looks like a table.
It looks like an end table.
Yeah.
It looks just like an end table. So we put it in the bedroom, and I let her sit in there while I'm laying there for 15 minutes to try to get her used to it. She seems fine with it. And so I'm like, you know what? She's going to be perfect. It's not going to be a problem. This is going to be great. This is what we need. Yeah. Well, then we went out.
Mm-hmm.
We went out to the Scorpio and had a good night. And we came back to only find that she has been barking, not because we have a camera, nonstop. Since the moment we left, and she has destroyed the inside of this kennel.
Really?
Like, scratched
it. Oh, wood has flown everywhere. It's the inside of it. I mean, you would have thought that my dog was trapped there for 6 months. I mean, she just destroyed all the wood inside of this wooden end table.
Did you put a little pillow in there and
a
blanket?
Oh, yeah. I put a pee pad at the bottom. And then I put her bed, and then I put blankets everywhere.
You should put, like, a shirt of either you or Sterling, because I like your scent.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And I then read articles that you should also, like, feed her in there to get her, make sure she knows that it's a safe place.
Yeah, exactly. Don't use it as a punishment, get in your bed. Yeah.
Didn't follow any rules. Yeah. I just left her in there.
But we're not surprised.
Of course. You think I'd read and research anything?
Hey, if there's two parts to any story, Roy reads part one and goes with it.
Yeah. She seemed okay. I was like, yeah, let's leave her in there for the next 3 hours.
Did you hear from the neighbors or anybody?
I'm a little surprised I didn't get a letter from my community, because I looked on the camera, and I mean, barking nonstop. In fact, she barked so much, her poor little voice is hoarse now, because she was alone for 3 hours in this wooden crate.
So is the crate destroyed, or are you going to still try it?
It's destroyed. And so
can't even use it anymore?
Well, I'm afraid now that she's going to chew it to the point where she starts reaching screws.
Oof.
You know what I'm saying? Because she has, like, stripped the wood.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Do you have any pictures of this thing?
Oh, yeah, I'll post them up later.
All right, post those up at the MRL show. We'll continue with Roy's story about Callie the dog costing him money, but we need your calls, you guys. How much did your dog cost you? Like, what did your dog destroy? What did your dog eat? And how much was the grand total? Roy right now is sitting at about $800.
Oh, well, after the $200 kennel, we're at $1,000.
$1,000.
Oh, we're at $1,000.
Guys, call now. We want to hear from you.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So, my dog, Callie, I bought a new crate for her. It's like a wooden end table, and she destroyed it. I mean, wood. I don't even know how a dog can scratch to the point where the wood flew like that. But, like, it's just, it's the inside is a mess. It's a mess. So,
not to mention she ate your
dining room furniture.
So, yep.
She's cost me about $1,000, give or take, between the whole dining room set.
Well, Callie's actually on the phone, Roy. Callie in Gastonia, good morning.
My dog?
Good morning, how are you?
Oh, hi, welcome. Sorry, I thought you may have been my dog. So tell us about the time your dog destroyed your kennel.
All right, so we had a dog. He was getting older. He was about 11 at the time. His name was Strider. He ended up causing about $2,500 in damages. He would take the cushions off of the couch. He did it with two couches, and then he would bury himself. And he was a boxer, so he was sort of nesting. And then the most expensive thing would be when he decided to eat his way out of his kennel, and it was a metal kennel. He took the door off of it, so we said, oh, well, we have to leave. So we just put the kennel against the wall, thinking nothing of it. We came back home him out of it because he had eaten his way through the wall.
Oh my god.
So you put the kennel up against the wall to block him from getting out, but all he did was chew through the drywall.
Yep, he chewed through the drywall.
Wow.
Out the insulation
and came out the other side of the wall.
Almost. He had gotten down to the wiring.
Oh my gosh,
she said he ate the insulation too.
And you know, the door on the kennel was kind of janky. We couldn't really do it right, so I was like, you know what, I'm gonna get Captain Jim, who does our traffic, he's a handyman. I'll have him come over and fix it. Well, don't need that anymore. There's no door. The wood's destroyed.
We just got a text message as well, Roy, that says, my dog once chewed through stairs and a door and the molding in my apartment I was renting. Needless to say, I did not get my $1,500 deposit back.
Oh, I'm like, how can you eat wood? This is Shelby and Charlotte. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Hey, how are y'all?
We're doing really well. So tell us what your dog did.
So it wasn't my dog. It was my roommate's dog. And she was working on her master's thesis, working on stuff in Charlotte. And all of her field notes, her dog got it off of her desk and actually chewed them up. So it wasn't really a monetary value that was destroyed. It was kind of just her emotions and her degree.
Yeah, like she destroyed her college career.
Yeah. So she had to, luckily she had some digitized photos and stuff of it, so she had to go back, but it set her back about a month and a half.
Wow.
That's
the dog literally ate her homework. Literally. DC and Charlotte.
Yes.
Hi, welcome to the show. Good morning.
Well, I'll tell you about my 8-year-old pit bull. He was my favorite dog, number one. I'll tell you, I love him. But we tried the cage thing, and I'm not even counting the cage. So we thought that the cage was too small and we wanted to do something a little different. And I have an independent laundry room. So we locked him in the laundry room. He ate through the wall. He ate the entire flooring up and then took out half of the door. After taking out half the door, he ate the couch. After the couch, he took a part of the carpet. And I still don't count the back of my fence that he ran through.
Oh, my gosh.
Right now, $2,400.
I love that he was like, okay, you're going to lock me in here? I'm going to destroy everything of
yours.
$2,400 later.
But I need to know, like, in my mind, that happened all in one sitting. Like, he was gone for 8 hours at work, and the dog ate through the door, and then was just like, I'm not stopping there.
Yeah, it was the darndest thing. You know what? He wasn't hungry much after that.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.